bike advocates from Wisconsin and the region will spend much of the day indoors today in downtown Milwaukee at UWM's School of Continuing Education.
The occasion is the Wisconsin Bike Federation's 2017 Bike Summit. Among the hot topics is the city of Racine's first bicycle master plan, which is nearing completion. Dottie K. Bowersox is the city's public health administrator and, as you'll hear, an enthusiastic and avid cyclist herself.
She told Like Effect Susan Benz that it was just 2 years ago, in 2015, that two people got Racine on track to create this master plan.
Oh, with two wonderful community members by the name of John Antino and John Siegert. Those two individuals, along with members of the KR, the Kenosha Racine Bike Club, got together and decided that Racine, the city of, needed a comprehensive pedestrian bicycle master plan. And with that, to augment or to integrate with Kenosha, Milwaukee, and some of the outlying areas within the county of Racine. Siegert and Antino started writing grants and asking for money, and then the KR Bike Club proceeds from our annual ride. We put that together. We got SC Johnson, we got the Rotary Foundation, the Racine Community Foundation, Twin Disc, along with a little bit of money from the city of Racine. We think, from what we can ascertain, that we are the only major city bike pedestrian master plan in the Midwest that's been mostly privately funded. So it really gives us a good feeling about the fact that this is a really community-oriented process and program.
You recently had your last public hearing, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
I wish you'd be a little more excited.
Oh.
So, what was your turnout and what did people have to say?
Yeah, this was our third meeting, community meeting. Each one of them has surpassed the numbers or the expectations of the previous one, and more so than what's been seen in the state of Wisconsin and other jurisdictions. This time we had a list of recommendations that we provided, and then we asked individuals to vote so that we can go through the prioritization process.
What kind of biking, let's call it infrastructure, currently exists in Racine? And are you, again, now you're blending Racine and Kenosha?
Yeah, well, and what we're taking a look at is that these other jurisdictions obviously have had master bike plans, pedestrian plans for a period of time.
Okay.
And we want to make sure that within our trail systems that we're interconnected with that. And that's where the Rails to Trail Conservatory, they've also been a huge contributor to us. They provided low-stress connectivity plan for us on our streets, but also taking a look at those trails to make sure that we're all together. And they're working on the Route of the Badger, which, you know, I'm very honored to be part of that group as well, to be able to make that happen. But for us, what we're looking at is that we have short-term and we have long-term, medium-term goals. We're looking at intersections. About 1% of the cycling population is what is termed fearless, and those are individuals that will ride anywhere under any conditions.
And that may or may not be good.
Yeah, it may or may not be good. Depends on the day, but nonetheless, it's a great adventure. So I suggest everyone partake at some point. At the same time, there's about 60% the overall population of potential bike riders that would like to do more, and they would like to go further, and they'd like to be more frequent. At the same point, they're concerned about their safety, which, you know, is understandable. At the same point, within our recommendations, we're looking at intersections. So how do you get from point A to point B in a congested area? We're also looking at road configurations. We're looking at signage. We're looking at neighborhood greenways. And we're looking at bike lane recommendations throughout the city comprehensively.
What kind of existing bike trails and, you know, marking does Racine have?
Yeah, well, we've got our pathway system, which goes along the shore of Lake Michigan, which, you know, we've got a beautiful shoreline, Pershing Park, Lake Michigan, going out to North Beach and up and around, and then connects with the county trail system. So we already have a trail system in existence for individuals, but part of the problem is signage. You know, some of the signs are pretty small, so, you know, once you're on a street, you know, because you're on the trail, you're off the trail, you know, a street, you know, you may get to a certain point where you've got an intersection and you've got to make a left, but you didn't see the trail sign until about 10 feet ago, and there's no way for you to get over with traffic and such. So, you know, you've got to be careful. So we want to make sure that, you know, as part of one of our recommendations is a signage, that individuals have a notification early enough to be able to make those lane changes. We've got a couple of intersections that we've got some major concerns with, and those potentially could be high-cost items. At the same point, we've got other roads in which the bike lanes just need to be extended. You know, we need paint. and we need time. So our DPW or whomever would come forward and say, yeah, we can extend that bike lane. The road is already wide enough. We just need more bike lane. You know, other roads that we're looking at that need greenery or that need a road diet, you know, reducing it from maybe a 4-lane to a 2-lane because the traffic is not calling for that much pavement. So taking those lanes and making them bike lanes, you know, on each side. So and so there's some other areas that, again, there is cost involved, but they're not extensive and, you know, high value items.
Now, did people show up at any of these hearings saying these bikes are in our way?
Oh, individuals, yes, we've had comments about courtesy and about appropriateness and about a proper usage of bicycles, also about visibility, you know, and in the age of cyclists, you know, cutting in and out of traffic and their children. So, yes, we've had those conversations as well. And whether you're a bicyclist or you're a bike rider, there are appropriate rules of the road that need to be followed, just as a motor vehicle, and very similar to what a motor vehicle. But most importantly is visibility and really paying attention to the traffic. So we've had a series of discussions about that, about, you know, taillights and front lights and visible clothing. You know, individuals don't need to dress up in spandex and glow in the dark kind of thing, but they need to be seen readily and quickly and be appropriate for that. So
that fits into your planning? You want to reinforce those messages?
Yeah. Plus the fact, you know, just today I was reading the paper and again, pedestrian deaths are up. And that's why the intersections are so important to take a look at those. And whether, you know, it's distracted drivers or distracted pedestrians, that number is unacceptable. It's the highest number it's been in 40 years, which I find to be amazing. But nonetheless, you know, intersection and have availability of sidewalks is really important. So individuals really need to pay attention, you know, no texting, no telephone, you know, no smartphones, no, you know, whatever. And I walk to work every day and I'm an avid cyclist, but at the same point, I've got lights on my bag, you know, I've got reflective clothing. I make sure all the traffic is come to a complete stop at the front and at the back before I cross the road. I've had too many incidents over the years that individuals have run red lights. You know, they just aren't paying attention. They, you know, they park, you know, they stop on the crosswalks. I mean, I don't know, all sorts of things.
So what's the next step? I mean, you said you're going through the recommendations. And you'll be at a point soon to take it to the city council?
Yes, we will. And I'm so excited about this. We've been working with the Wisconsin Bike Federation, excellent group. And we do have an advisory council, wonderful group of individuals that are donating their time, energy, and efforts to help move this process along and give us their best input, which they are highly intelligent individuals. Great group. I love them. Finishing up in the month of May and heading toward council after that. So we've got Bike Week coming up, the first full week in June, and we're hoping to be able to have comprehensively parts and pieces and collectively to be able to give the public and say, okay, this is what we're doing and this is where we're going. We're asking individuals to let their aldermen know how important this is. We'll publicly announce the meetings. We want individuals there to support us and to let them know that this is important and this is a framework that we want to engage in and fully engage in the implementation of.
Okay, personal question. How many bicycles do you have?
Oh. I'm on the low end in comparison with some of the people that I ride with, but I've got two road bikes, I've got one mountain bike, and I'm looking for a new gravel bike, so.
Dottie K. Bowersox is Public Health Administrator for the City of Racine. She spoke with Lake Effect's Susan Bentz.
Racine's Bicycle Master Plan is one of the topics of discussion at the Wisconsin Bike Fed's 2017 Bike Summit, which takes place today at the UWM School of Continuing Education in downtown Milwaukee. You'll find a link to more about it and a previous interview we did about the planned Route of the Badger project at WUWM.com.
Ride my bike.